You are now listening to Jess is Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Jess is Lit. I will be talking about a lot today in regards to poetry. It is a very gloomy, rainy, windy day. And so I hope everyone is taking cover of the rain and enjoying, I guess, the indoor activities and some warm food. Today is an exciting one. We have a lot of poetry to cover. I've picked a lot of songs, and we will continue on with some poetry from a familiar poet, and so I will explain all that after the quick break. But without further ado, I'll just explain everything that I will do before the ads, PSAs, and show promos, and so we will be right back after that.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Happy Fun Time Music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta, featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Everything you take in is the first and the last time it will ever be that way. This is Kristen Carter, and my debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover on all digital streaming platforms. The past few years have had me reflecting a lot on what it means to be resilient, patient, and joyful, much like a gardener. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty in the seasonal nature of life. My hope is that each time you listen, you'll hear things in a different glow of light that make them new all over again. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music, or you can visit thekristencarter.com or follow @KristenCarterMusic on social media to learn more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
Welcome back to Jess's Lit. Those were some ads, show promos, and PSAs. Now today, like I mentioned before, is an exciting day. We have a lot of poetry to cover, reading-wise and song-wise. But I think the first thing that we should do is go over whose poems that would be, I guess, the main focus. And we are bringing back the poems of Emily Dickinson. Now, I've read some of her poems in the past episodes, but I felt like it was necessary and appropriate to bring it back again because lots of positive comments I received about Emily Dickinson and, of course, one of the greatest poets of all time. And so I have this one song that I chose to play out of several today. It is called I Felt a Funeral in My Brain. And this poem was, the song first is from Andrew Bird. And it was actually an inspiration from Dickinson's poem, I Felt a Funeral in My Brain. And this poem, in a sense, expressed how Dickinson, her imagination of losing her own self, of self and her sanity. And so it's a very interesting poem. I will read the poem to you guys after I play the music from Bird, but Andrew Bird mentions, it's not exactly in quote unquotes, but after reading Emily Dickinson's poem of I Felt a Funeral in My Brain, it sort of clicked inside his head and he began to think a lot about his life, all the struggles that go on in life in general, and just what sort of emotions and hardships and phenomena happen during a person's downfall and solitude and just a sense of, I guess, a sense of self-discovery. But it was a very touching poem, according to Bird. And that is why he came out with a piece called I Felt a Funeral in My Brain. And so without further ado, let's give this one a hear. This is Andrew Bird's I Felt a Funeral in My Brain featuring Phoebe Bridgers.
I felt a funeral in my brain, and mourners to and fro. Tread and tread until it seemed the sense was breaking through. And when we all were seated, service like a drum beating, beating till I thought my mind was going numb. My mind pond was growing. And then I heard them lift a box and creep across my soul with the same boots of lead again. And space began to talk. Heavens were a bell, and being but an ear, and I in silence some strange race, wrecked solitary here. And then a plank in reason broke, I dropped down and down and hit a world at every plunge and finished knowing then. And finished knowing. And then I heard them lift above. Cross my soul with the same boots of lead again. And space began to toll. I felt a funeral in my brain, and mourners to and fro. Tread and till it seemed the sense was breaking through.
That was I Felt a Funeral in My Brain by Andrew Bird featuring Phoebe Bridgers. After doing some research during the song, I found some quotes from Andrew Bird talking about Dickinson's poem. And he was just fascinated, quote-unquote, you know, it just communicates so well in internal world. And so he was fascinated by the poem in regards to the internal aspect of reality and humanity. And I guess before we read, take a look at the actual poem, he was just really intrigued and engrossed by the level of depth and the mentality of the poem itself. And I'm sure if you guys hear it, you will relate, but it is a deep poem. But let's actually take a look at this. This is I Felt a Funeral in My Brain by Emily Dickinson. I felt a funeral in my brain, and mourners to and fro, kept treating, till it seemed that sense was breaking through. And when they were all seated, a service like a drum kept beating, till I thought my mind was going numb. And then I heard them lift a box and creak across my soul with those same boots of lead again. Then space began to toll. As all the heavens were a bell, and being but an ear, and I, and silence, some strange race, wrecked solitary here. And then a plank in reason broke, And I dropped down and down and hit a world at every plunge and finished knowing then. Now this was I Felt a Funeral in My Brain. Very compelling piece of work. Definitely, as you continue to read more and more of the same piece, the level of thinking increases and the quantity increases. You know, the more I read this poem, the more I think about each word and the word choices that were put forth when making this poem. And I really liked how, same with Bird, the poem literally starts by saying, I felt a funeral in my brain. And to me, although there may be many, many interpretations of this poem, although it is talking about herself, Emily Dickinson's self of losing her sense of mind and sanity, it definitely expresses that. And also, in a way, I think it means that it can also mean, in my opinion, that it is the end. Right now is the end of myself. I'm not sure if it means the same way, but for me, I thought that, or I think that losing yourself and yourself coming to an end in a sense is a little different. Losing it it could also mean that, you know, during the process of life and going through hardships or even positive things, you may be able to lose yourself of identity and sanity. But coming to an end of your sanity and self can mean that you've done your things, you've done everything you could have done, but it's just an inevitable thing that is going to happen regardless of how you go about and how you try and conclude and find solutions to the thing, like old age. And so it was a really deep thing, and it really got me thinking about, you know, my family members who are older. It got me thinking about myself when I get old, or as I get older in the present. And also, one of the reasons why I thought that was because the last line says, and finished knowing then. So in a way, it is about losing herself, and in a way, it's also about the self of Emily Dickinson coming to an end. You know, everything that she has known is in the past, and now it's just the funeral of her mind. And this poem really does get you to think a lot about life and the internal struggles and the internal triumphs that people experience, and the balance between having a good mental health and having a bad mental health, how those things interplay with each other. But it's a really touching poem. It has a lot of her own thoughts, as quote unquote, it says, my mind was going numb. Just above that, kept beating till I thought. And just a lot of her own inner mind being expressed through pen and paper. And I am not surprised Bird found inspiration through this poem, because just reading this poem, it never gets old. And the more I read it, the more I get drawn into it. And so, yeah, Emily Dickinson, this was her poem, I Felt a Funeral in My Brain. Now, before we dive in to more of her poems, because I have a whole collection of her poems to read, I decided it was going to be fun to explore some other poets. Not their poems exactly, but songs that found inspiration from poets. And so I found three or five songs that were inspired by real life legendary poets. And we will actually go right into it right now. The first one I found or researched is called Life is Life by Noah and the Whale. And this song was inspired by the great poet Charles Bukowski. And it was more of, it was a song to, in a sense, pay homage to Bukowski's collection, The Last Night of the Earth Poems. And it's a really good song that I found really, really, really enjoyable. And so this is Life is Life with Noah and the Whale. That was Life and Life by Noah and the Whale. The next song in play would be Come On, Feel the Illinois by Suvjan Stevens. And this song was inspired by the poet Carl Sandburg. And this song was extremely popular with its reference than the state's very own, free verse favoring Carl Sandburg. And this three-time Pulitzer Prize winning writer's works and his poem Chicago in particular clearly struck a chord with Stevens, which obviously got him to be inspired by him. And in this tune, the musician is visited by Sandburg's spirit, and amid weeping violins, he sweetly sings, "I cried myself to sleep last night, and the ghost of Carl, he approached my window." And this was quote-unquote starting from the tune. And so we will get right back to this. This is Come On, Feel the Illinois by Suvjan Stevens.
Thank you.
That was Sufjan Stevens, Come On, Feel the Illinois. Now, I apologize if I mispronounced his name. It's either Sufjan or Sufjan, or something else. But yes, from Stevens, Come On, Feel the Illinois. A very calming song, perfect for today's weather out here in Vancouver. Now, the next song is called Ra Ra Riot. Ra Ra Riot is the person who sang the song. This song is called Dying is Fine. And this song was inspired by the poet E.E. Cummings. And Ra Ra Riot is a Syracuse-based indie pop band. And they also did not only borrow the title of Cummings' poem Dying is Fine, but they also implemented or incorporated the poet's words into their chorus as it goes, quote unquote, death, oh baby, you know that dying is fine, but maybe I wouldn't like death if death were good, not even if death were good. And so let's get right into this. This is Ra Ra Riot's Dying is Fine.
Sing up.
That was Ra Ra Riot's Dying Is Fine. The next song is called Smith Sales, or if I got that correct, the next song is called John Alan Smith Sales by Ockerville River. And this song was inspired by the poet John Berryman. And in the Dream Songs, this was John Berry's works, one of John Berry's works. And his suicide, he died from suicide, it greatly impacted River. And the album, The Stage Names, was also one of River's works. But yeah, it is a compelling song, and it's a very, the harmonies and the tunes are seen to be very ambiguous from a lot of listeners, but it is no doubt one of the classics from Rivers, and so let's give this one a hear. John Alan Smith Sales by Olive Ockerville River.
By the second verse, dear friends, my head will burst, my life will end. So I'd like to start this one off by saying, live and love. I was young and at home in bed, and I was hanging on the words some poem said in 31. I was impressionable, I was upsettable. I tried to make my breathing stop, my heart beat slow. So when my mom and John came in, I would be cold. From a bridge on Washington Avenue, the year of 1972, broke my bones and skull, and it was memorable. It was half a second and I was halfway down. Do you think I wanted to turn back around and teach a class where you kiss the ass that I've exposed to you? And at the funeral, the university cried at three poems they present in place of a broken me. I was breaking in a case of suds at the brass rail, fall down drunk with his tongue torn out and his balls removed. And I knew that my last lines were gone while stupidly I lingered on. Oh, would wise men know when it's time to go? And so I should too. And so I fly into the brightest winter sun of this frozen town. I'm stripped down to move on. My
That was John Alen Smith Sales by Ockerville River. Now, the last song for today is called Everything Was Beautiful and Nothing Hurt by Me Without You. And this song was inspired by the poet John Donne. And while everyone, well, some people, when they hear this song, might think of this song as an inspiration from the Kurt Vonnegut's novel Slaughterhouse-Five, because of its relation with the lyrics. But it was actually that too, but the spoken words and the lyrics from the song were founded on the 17th century metaphysical poet John Donne's Paean to a Soulmate, quote-unquote, a valediction forbidding mourning. And so this song, I think, was inspired by many good classics, but in this case, it was inspired by the poet John Donne. And so without further ado, this is Everything Was Beautiful and Nothing Hurt by Me Without You.
Yeah.
That was Everything Was Beautiful and Nothing Hurt by Me Without You. Now, that was it for all the songs, and unfortunately, due to time's sake, we will be skipping on the readings of Emily Dickinson's poems, and that will be continued on with the next episode. Now, I've been getting many comments about everyone liking the music content that I have been doing throughout the show, and so I am planning on continuing that for a little bit longer, but even if I don't, I will always try, and I'll always try to incorporate at least a couple songs for every episode that relates to literature throughout all genres around the world. And so if you guys have any recommendations or suggestions of songs that relate to, you know, it could relate to any sort of literature side to it. It could be a song from a movie, or just like today, being inspired by poetry, books, anything that relates to literature, please let me know, and I would be happy to share those on my show. But like I mentioned before, my next episode would be the continuation of Emily Dickinson's poems. And today we looked at several songs, including a song dedicated to Dickinson, or inspired by Dickinson, in better words. But yeah, that was it for today. It is a cold and rainy day, so please take cover and stay warm. I hope you guys have a fabulous evening, and I will see you again in my next episode. Thank you all. Bye. Let's go.